Yeah. Ed Stinson did not practice. He's out. Matt Forte is out. Muhammad Wilkinson is questionable. Jonathan Harrison is questionable. Morris Claiborne is questionable. Brian Winters is questionable. Ardarius Stewart is questionable. Tweaked his groin.
Today?
Yesterday.
Is it the same one as Sergio?
Not sure.
So, Stinson didn't practice. Forte didn't practice, right?
Correct.
What about, can you just run through the practice statuses of the other?
Sorry. Wilkerson did not practice. Harrison did not practice. Claiborne was limited. Winters was limited. Stewart was limited.
What's your feeling on Claiborne and Winters? Anything game time?
There'll be game time decisions.
Todd, last year, I think it was a Monday night game, you guys got beat pretty bad. And you came back the next week, I think it was San Francisco, kind of righted the ship, and you moved into this year. And, you know, done what you've done. What was the key bouncing back from that Monday night game and kind of getting on the path that you're now on as an organization?
I don't know if it was the key from the Monday night game. The fact that we didn't play well, and a lot of guys have pride on this team, and they came back and forth the next week to play. The path we're on this year started in the spring. It didn't start last year, probably from a chemistry standpoint, because we have a lot of new guys. And those guys are getting to know each other and just working hard and playing together.
And one last thing, what did you have to do as a coach to make sure your message got delivered?
Well, you can't just preach it. You got to teach it, obviously. And we have coaches on the staff, including myself, that teach it every day. We have a leadership council that we do, and we work on it every day. We've been working on it for a long time.
Do you need to bring a receiver up from the practice squad with Stewart now being questionable? You're down Jeremy earlier in the week.
It's one of our options that we're going to talk about later on today.
So Jordan Light tweeted that he had knee surgery yesterday. So what was the issue? Did he have a torn ligament or something?
I don't know what he had. It was supposed to be a 1 or 2 week thing. It just kept getting worse and lingering on. He got a little better, then he got a little worse, and they decided to shut him down and do surgery.
So what did the surgery do? Was it scope or was it ACL fix up?
I will go check on it and tell them. I didn't ask questions when they said he was getting surgery.
They've got two pretty talented tight ends. What kind of problems is that pose for you?
Well, they're major problems because they can do a lot of things, obviously. Their mismatches are on linebackers out wide, mismatches on some safeties and some corners, but, you know, they're talented guys.
Can you see more teams going that way?
Well, you got to find them first. You know, it's rare to find two of those guys, but, you know, it'd be trouble if the whole league started having two great tight ends, so hopefully not.
Do you worry at all about overconfidence after, you know, the team played probably its best game last week?
We're 4-5. We got nothing to be overconfident about.
And have you had to emphasize that at all this week?
Not really.
I feel like you guys feel the same way as you do in that regard.
I'm sorry.
Do you feel like you guys feel the same way as you do in that regard, that they have nothing to be overconfident?
Yeah, we're 4-5.
Did Matt need it swell after the game Thursday, or was it a couple days later?
I couldn't tell you the exact date.
So basically came in Monday and it was...
Yes.
Given his age and that he's been in the league for 10 years, how much of a concern is that going forward long term?
Well, we'll see. It's too early to tell right now. We'll get a better idea during the bye week and go from there.
Without Evans, how does their passing game change, if at all?
I don't think it changes any. They still got Jackson. They got Humphreys. They brought a guy up. They still got Godwin. They got two good tight ends and some runners, so it doesn't change.
So how do you assess the development of the two rookie receivers, Hanson and Stewart?
They're coming along. They've been getting reps. Obviously, the ball hasn't gone their way much because we have production out of the other spots, but those guys are getting their chance, and they'll get a chance to play this week and going forward, so we're just excited to see what they can do. But development-wise, I think they come along fine.
Have you made a decision on who will be your punt returner with Jeremy and
Not yet.
Who's it between?
You know, I'm not going to answer that.
Well, Eli, Todd, so Eli is an option, obviously. What did you think about how he did for training?
He did a good job last week.
College,
he practiced them since training camp, but he did a good job last week. He's one of our options.
Todd, in the game last night, Tyvon Branch was covering Jimmy Graham. And I don't know if you saw the play, but he got hurt. The reason I'm asking about it is there's a safety who's like 6 feet tall, and Jimmy Graham's 6'7", and that leads me to this game. A safety like Jamal Adams, it's got to be hard for him if he has to cover a 6'6 tight end because of the height disadvantage. How does a safety overcome that?
Well, until they start making 6'7 safeties.
But what can they do? They've got to cover them sometimes.
They got to cover them all the time. You just play with leverage and you play with technique. It's not basketball where they can box them out and just jump up and make a catch. You got to have leverage and technique. I did not see the play last night.
But he got hurt because he was trying everything he could to climb the ladder, and he just couldn't do it.
I'm assuming it was just an unfortunate incident. I don't think that accounts for all safeties, but we just got to play with leverage.
Was Claiborne able to do more today than he did yesterday?
Yeah, he was limited, though, but he did a lot more.
What would getting him back mean for you guys?
His help gives us an extra cover guy, you know, which we were lacking.
Good.
Thanks.